evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from a very hot Washington, D.C. You wouldn't believe how hot it was here today, ladies and gentlemen. It was at least 95 degrees, and I managed to get out there and get some sun today, but I'll tell you what, it can break you. I have an amazing capacity to be able to sit in the heat, and I did want to get some sun. I know a lot of you people out there don't approve of white people sitting in the sun, but actually I find it very energizing. In any case, I managed to get a good rest this afternoon. Just got out of bed a few minutes ago, and I am ready to do a show tonight, and we are scheduled to have a guest, somebody who hasn't been on this show in a long, long time, and I'm hoping that he will be joining us very shortly. It's someone who has written many, many books. He has had a very interesting website from which he has made available not only his books, but those of many, many other people, including myself. And he has been a real pioneer, as far as I'm concerned, in putting together the ultimate study of one Hillary Rodham Clinton. Not just Hillary Rodham Clinton, but also her husband, Bill. Hillary and Bill. Many of you have probably figured out by now who this is, and I am, of course, referring to Victor Thorne of Wing TV. Victor has been out of the loop as far as active broadcasting on the internet over the past year or so. He and Lisa Giuliani, his partner in Wing TV, and now I might add his wife. They've been married for some time now. Victor and Lisa had the WingTV.net website. They still have that website. Lots of good information up there. And, of course, Victor most recently has put out two very important books in the Hillary and Bill series. They are published by his Sisyphus Press in conjunction with American Free Press. The first volume is entitled Hillary and Bill, the Sex Volume. And it's not all about sex, ladies and gentlemen. There are a lot of sex maniacs out there on the internet. People like Eric Hofschmidt and Christopher Boleyn. But this book, despite the title, is a lot more than about the sexual shenanigans of Bill and Hillary Clinton. To be sure, it's all there, but there's much, much more. And now, of course, Victor has the second volume out, which is entitled Hillary and Bill, the Drugs Volume. And no, this isn't, ladies and gentlemen, just about the fact, maybe I should temper my words here, I'm such a conservative guy, about the rumors of Bill Clinton's drug abuse. No, ladies and gentlemen, it goes much bigger than that. You see, don't let the titles deceive you. The titles are deliberately provocative, ladies and gentlemen. But when you consider Bill and Hillary Clinton, they are pretty provocative people. And there's a lot more to Bill and Hillary Clinton, a lot more than a lot of this, and frankly, all it is crap that you get in some of this Republican Party propaganda and in some of this propaganda coming out of these conservative think tanks and conservative magazines, which are all part and parcel of the very same gang that Bill and Hillary Clinton are a part of, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. I said that. These Republicans and these Democrats are all in it together. And Bill and Hillary, or I should say in this case, Hillary and Bill represent it so very, very well in their own particularly twisted way. Well, we are going to be joined by Victor Thorne right when we come back. I think that introduction suffices.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net?
So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from internetgrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. We are going to be joined by our guest, Victor Thorne, here in a moment. Victor's new books, Hillary and Bill, the Sex Volume, and Hillary and Bill, the Drugs Volume, are now available from American Free Press. They're good books, folks, and that's an understatement. They are, as far as I'm concerned, the ultimate exposition on what Hillary and Bill Clinton are really all about. If you read anything else that comes out of any of these conservative outfits, you're not getting the whole story, folks. That's as simple as that. Anyway, before we go to our guest, I want to tell you very briefly about one of our sponsors here on RBN. It is Herbal Healer Academy. Their website is herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy is providing you, the RBN listeners, a free online newsletter. They have information about natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information about their research on natural health. That's at Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. They have a huge variety of products and a lot of specials. Visit herbalhealer.com. Let them know you're from RBN. I'm glad to endorse Herbal Healer Academy and our other natural health products here. I was just out today, as I say, wandering about the streets of Washington, and I ran into a nice Jewish lady that I know. And for Abe Foxman's benefit, yes, I do know Jewish people, know them well, known this lady for about 25 years. Treat her like a princess because she is a princess, a wonderful woman. In any case, during the course of our conversation, I mentioned that I am a big believer in natural health. And had I thought about it, I would have recommended herbalhealer.com. That having been said, let's go right to our guest, Victor Thorne. How are you, Victor?
How you doing, Mike? It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great. I haven't talked to you in ages, Victor. We've had some emails back and forth, and contrary to what Eric Hufschmidt and Victor and Christopher Boleyn say, we haven't talked in ages. So it's good to have you aboard here. And I guess you heard my glowing introduction for your books, and of course you know I mean that. I've written that in a review in American Free Press, and I've said it to you, and I really think you have contributed something to the history of Hillary Clinton.
Well, I appreciate your kind words, and I guess really the way I see these books here is if anybody wants to get a real look at up-to-date nuts-and-bolts politics of what's going on today and in a recent past, this is a good place to start. Now, you yourself and also I've written books that are more epic in scale, more historical, and more far-reaching. But if you want to get a look at how politics works in this day and age, this is a great place to start because, contrary to the title, which says Hillary and Bill, it stretches far beyond that. Just like your Final Judgment book, where people think it's only about the Kennedy assassination, what I wrote in my reviews says that this book goes way beyond. And the Hillary and Bill books do that also, where they bring
absolutely
in the Bushes and so forth, and it shows how the Republicans and Democrats, the Bushes and Clintons, have been on the same team and have worked in unison in these various criminal enterprises for decades now.
That's so important. You know, one thing else I wanted to mention here at the very beginning, you know, there's a lot of people. Well, let's put it this way. Now, Hillary gave her speech the other day ostensibly endorsing Barack Obama. What is very interesting to note is that she announced that she was suspending her campaign. Now, to me, suspending your campaign is putting it on hold with the anticipation that you may reopen it up again in the near future. Now, I've been saying, Victor, as you know, I have been saying for a long, long time that I didn't think either Hillary or Barack Obama would be the Democratic nominee. And guess what? You know, I'm still not convinced of that. And the very fact that Hillary has suspended her campaign and really not talk too much about Barack Obama leads me to believe that she may still have something up her sleeve.
But I agree completely.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. This is what I want to emphasize about your books and the necessity for people to read them. Because, you know, a lot of people are saying now they think, well, Hillary's done for. We're not going to hear anything more from Hillary Clinton. Why do we need to know about her? Well, au contraire, we do need, and people need to know about Hillary's past because, like you said, we're now bouncing back the same idea to one another. But the point can't be overemphasized, and that is the fact that although the Clintons are perceived by many people to just be these radical left-wing countercultural Democrats, the fact is that they have been in bed with the CIA and the quote-unquote conservative elements surrounding the Bush family for their entire lives. And that's what people don't understand, but that's what your books drive home. The Clintons are part of a very particular power elite, and you've captured that so well.
Well, they're the establishment. They've always tried to get in bed with the establishment, and they don't even mind being painted or having this portrait painted of them that they're these far-left liberals because it distracts attention away from who they really are. And Hillary, I guess the context we have to put it in is, do you think Hillary would work this hard, travel this much? We saw her speak up here in State College, Mike, and that day she had three other speeches before this one. She only came on after 9 o'clock at night. She's been working her butt off for month after month after month, and do you think she's just doing this so that at some point, like last weekend, she can just be tossed away on the roadside like, you know, Monday morning's garbage or whatever? She's not doing this just because she doesn't have anything else to do. And we all know how quickly things happen in our world. If you look at 9/11, when we turned our TVs on that Tuesday morning, nobody had expected this. And it's the same now that we could turn our TVs on any morning and hear A, B, C, or D, that any of these things happened. Barack Obama, a new scandal. Barack Obama, you know, there could be war in Iran. There could be Barack Obama assassinated. Any of these things could happen. And if they do, who's the first person to take over the mantle then is Hillary Clinton. So, you know, anyone that counts her out, even, you know, she could backdoor herself into the White House as the VP. So things are still wide open. And since the Democratic convention is until August, that's an eternity in this political age right now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, that's funny. I was actually struggling today, Victor, to try to remember when the Democratic and Republican conventions were. And yeah, like you say, that is an eternity. I mean, we're talking really the whole month of June, the whole month of July, and then whatever days we have into August, and there can be a lot of mischief by Hillary and Bill during that time frame.
Well, and just the way that Hillary and Barack Obama met last Thursday, supposedly at Dianne Feinstein's house, which the mainstream media failed to mention that there was this little meeting going on only miles away from that house called the Bilderbergs. You know, they failed to mention that, but nobody knew about this until the meeting was well underway. So everybody knows now that there's things going on behind the scenes. There's discussions. Dianne Feinstein's not only a Bilderberg member, she's a CFR member and a Trilateral Commission member, so she's an insider. And with all the Bilderbergs in town, who knows who else was scurried in the back door to sit down with these two and talk to them. So, you know, I keep hearing with Barack Obama, there's change, change, change. But the more research I do, the more I realize that there's no change whatsoever going on with Barack Obama. It's the status quo. It's business as usual. And, you know, hopefully we can talk a little bit about this because, you know, he has so many people fooled into thinking that this is change. And, you know, two of the biggest things were last weekend when he gave his big AIPAC speech, and a few days before that when he met and spoke before this Jewish lobby in Florida, and the things this guy was saying that after his speech, or they broadcast his speech on CNN, during the speech I said to Lisa Giuliani, is he running for the president of the United States or the president of Israel? Because
yeah.
I couldn't tell.
You know, it's so sad. It's so sad because there were indications that in his first incarnation, before he became the Barack Obama we quote-unquote know and love, there are some indications that he had, and probably still has at a gut level, some independence, at least in thinking. But these speeches that he gave and this seeming turnabout, you know, He has the presidency within his grasp, or so he thinks he does, and he's willing to do whatever he can to get elected, and that includes acting like a house slave.
Well, you're
and
exactly
crawling,
right.
Crawling on his hands and knees before the most powerful of the elite.
Well, you're exactly right, and I'm not even convinced that the stuff he's saying up there he actually believes himself or holds dear to his heart, but he knows what altar he has to bow at if he wants to go anywhere, because there's already enough suspicions about him in the Jewish community that the things he was saying were just mind-boggling, how extreme he went to just mollycoddle these groups there. And, you know, if anyone doubts the power of these groups, then, you know, these two speeches that he gave should put any doubts to rest, because it was an amazing sight to see how far he would go to bow at this altar.
You know, it's interesting too, Victor, but even since his step and fetch it performance, and I can't call it anything but that, there are still criticisms of him in the Jewish press, which lead me to believe that under no circumstances will they permit him to become president. And you know, that's kind of scary, because if he loses the election, there's going to be a lot of disillusioned, disgruntled, and disappointed black people in this country.
Absolutely.
And that's going to add to more tension, especially if we get a criminal like John McCain. All right, we are going to a break, folks. We will take your calls much later here. We want to talk more to Victor Thorne in the meantime about his current work, and it's good work, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with our special guest, my friend Victor Thorne. His books, Hillary and Bill, The Drugs and Sex Volumes, are just two of his latest works. He's written a lot of good stuff on 911, folks, on the New World Order, you name it. Check out the website at wingtv.net. Not only are his books up there, but quite a few other books by a wide variety of authors that I know you will find of interest. Although Victor isn't doing his former TV/internet broadcast anymore, he does still maintain the wingtv.net website. That's wing, just like it sounds, wingtv.net. And I'll let you in on a little secret, folks. You can order Victor's books from wingtv.net at a little cheaper rate than you can get from American Free Press. Hint, hint, hint. Go to wingtv.net. All right, Victor. Before we went to the break, we were talking about Barack Obama and his shameful step and fetch it performance. He's trying to get into the establishment. He's a member of the U.S. Senate, but he doesn't have these connections, apparently, like Bill and Hillary Clinton have had going way, way back. There's a lot of people out there don't understand this. You know, they look at Bill Clinton as this left-wing draft dodger, and and they look at Hillary as kind of some left-wing hippie type from the 60s, but there's a lot more to that. And I'd like you to talk a little bit about that and fill some people in on some of these things that that a lot of people just don't understand.
Well, you're absolutely right. And before I do, I have to give you one bit of credit that right before we went to break, you mentioned John McCain and his criminality. And I think the American Free Press, every month from now until the election, should rerun your article on McCain every month just to remind people, because there's somebody I know around here that was sitting on the fence with McCain, not wondering whether he should vote for him or not. And when I gave him your article that links him to John Hensley and Kemper Marley and the Bronfman family, which goes all the way up to Meyer Lansky, and you read this criminality and this gangsterism that John McCain's involved in, it's without a doubt the best expose on this guy. And just if the American Free Press ran it every month until the election, I think it would turn a lot of people's heads that, like, this isn't the guy.
It needs to be. Yeah, that information needs to get out there. I'm surprised that more people aren't talking about it. I think part of the reason is because it originates with me, so they're kind of afraid to be associated with it, because since I write quote-unquote anti-Semitic things, people don't want to touch that.
Well,
but the facts are all there.
Right.
And the facts are all there.
Yeah, it's such an entirely different look at McCain than anything else you see out there that you realize this guy is in this gangster cabal, and it leads all the way to the top to Meyer Lansky, you know, many years ago, and with his wife and so forth, that it's the best article on McCain out there. Now, when it comes to Hillary and Bill, you have to remember that, you know, Bill Clinton, you have this image of this poor kid out in Hope, Arkansas, that grew up barefoot and didn't have, you know, a pot to pee in while he was growing up. Well, nothing could be further from the truth is that this guy went to the three biggest establishment universities in the world. He started off at Georgetown, studied under Carol Quigley. Then he went off to Oxford, of course, with, you know, the Round Table and all those New World Order types. Then ultimately went to Yale, home of Skull and Bones and home of the CIA recruits and so forth. That's where he met Hillary for this prearranged marriage. And they never wanted to be these radicals, even though their association with these groups wasn't because they truly believed in these groups. It was because they were infiltrating these groups via the CIA. I mean, Bill traveled to Russia. He traveled to Europe to infiltrate the anti-war movement. Hillary Clinton infiltrated the Black Panther. She infiltrated the Watergate hearings, and she was the one who was a fixer at Yale University when all the anti-war activity was going on there. So what they were doing is they were filling a role. This was their breeding ground, their training ground to, you know, to get them ready for bigger and better things. And as we all know, you know, after Bill became Attorney General in Arkansas and then moved on to the governorship, once George Bush Sr. started Iran-Contra and he needed funding to keep this war going, well, they needed a place. Once they took guns down to Central America, they were bringing cocaine back. They needed a place to dump it, and right in Bill and Hillary's backyard was Mena, Arkansas. So right then, if not earlier, was when the relationship between the Bushes and Clintons started, and they worked hand in hand ever since.
You know, Victor, you have just summarized in just a few sentences the great unknown about Bill and Hillary Clinton, and yet, as I say, it bears repeating, so many people do not understand that about the Clintons. This is so key, so critical to understanding them, because, you know, I had friends who just could not understand how these quote-unquote left-wing radicals could continue to get, you know, that Bill Clinton was able to get elected president in the first place and then get reelected. They just absolutely hated the Clintons, thinking they were, you know, like a bunch of communists, you know, street radicals who were suddenly now ensconced in the White House. No, these were establishment people going way, way back, and you've encapsulated it all right there, but so many don't understand it. All right, well, we are going to the break. When we come back, we have a good 25-minute spread here. We want to let Victor talk a little bit more, and then we'll try to get some calls in. So stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrgonProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrgonProducts.org.
The Orgon Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Orgon Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrgonProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrgonProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrgonProducts.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen. PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here at republicbroadcasting.org, and I've got Victor Thorne of the team of Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani of wingtv.net. Do check it out on the internet, and do pick up copies of Victor's books because you need to read them. Victor, before we go to the phones, is there anything else you'd like to add here that you think brings this all together, whether it's about Obama or McCain or Hillary and Bill, whatever you want to talk about?
Well, with Hillary and Bill, when we talk about this drug trafficking and Iran-Contra, which is really one of the central points of the whole book, the second book, the drugs volume, is that to have something like this happen doesn't occur overnight. It just doesn't, it's not a snap of a fingers to set up this billion-dollar drug trafficking network. And if you look at the people that George Bush Sr. recruited into this network, is it all goes back to, first of all, the operatives came out of the Bay of Pigs invasion, the failed invasion of Cuba. There are also people that were involved in JFK assassination, of course, which you covered in Final Judgment. Then you had some of the drug runners that were bringing heroin out of the Golden Triangle during the Vietnam War, and even some of the plumbers during Watergate. So all of these people, once those operations were over, they ended up being recruited into this Iran-Contra affair, and it even goes up to the current day because one of the individuals who was much younger then was a guy named Richard Armitage. Now, when we invaded Afghanistan after 9/11, this was a CIA-led invasion. The Pentagon wasn't in charge of this invasion. It was the CIA. And who was the man that ran all this? It was Richard Armitage going all the way back to Iran-Contra. So when we look at current day events, we have to put it in the context of history, and these things don't happen overnight. If you're an operative working for these criminal operations, if you're being used back then, there's a good chance that they're still going to be used up until this current age, and even the operatives now, I'm sure, are going to be used into the future. So it's a good historical overview of the way government works, especially the shadow government.
You know, Victor, I want to tell you something. You know, when I was growing up, there was a TV show on called Mission Impossible about this secret world of intrigue, you know, behind the scenes, official but unofficial intrigue. And, you know, it's very, very interesting. Richard Armitage, the gentleman you're talking about, who does have this history going way, way back, and his name is, it's pronounced Armitage, but it's spelled, it's, everybody pronounces it, it's, it looks and it looks to be like it's pronounced Armitage, A-R-M-I-T-A-G-E, but he pronounces it Armitage. Richard Armitage is known, in any profiles you ever read about Richard Armitage, they mention that he is a very enthusiastic bodybuilder. Well, it's very, very interesting that one of the operatives on Mission Impossible is a bodybuilder. He's played by, his name escapes me, but he was a very famous bodybuilder of the 1960s, and he's one of the spies on Mission Impossible. His name on that show is Willie Armitage. And I have to think that the people who were writing Mission Impossible must have known about or had some connections with Richard Armitage. And that was just kind of an in-house joke. Because
a lot of times
you do find real live things inserted into the mass media. And when I started re-watching these old Mission Impossible shows, and I see this, and I'm saying, isn't that odd? Richard Armitage, Willie Armitage, both of these guys are bodybuilders involved in covert activities. Richard Armitage goes back to the Vietnam War. He goes back to the early 1960s. So just kind of a little thing to throw out there. I could be completely off base on that, but I don't think that I am.
Well, the thing that's most interesting with him is that a lot of people don't know that right before we invaded Afghanistan, the Taliban in 1999 and 2000 had eradicated almost all of the heroin production, the opium production in that country, 90% of it. So one of the biggest, well, Afghanistan was and still is the biggest source of opium in the world right now. And when the Taliban eradicated 90% of that, that cut into a lot of the CIA's black budget money. So when this whole 9/11 false flag operation was orchestrated and they had to find a country to be scapegoated, well, since the CIA lost billions and billions of dollars since they weren't able to traffic opium, heroin, out of Afghanistan anymore, real convenient that they picked that country to say this is where the quote-unquote terrorists came from, and they used one of the old 1960s Golden Triangle operatives, Richard Armitage, to lead the whole thing up. So, and every year since we've invaded Afghanistan, there's been record-breaking profits from the opium production in that country. So wherever the CIA is, drug production isn't far behind.
Isn't that kind of funny? Isn't that kind of interesting? Just another one of those little details of history that people don't know about. Okay, well, Victor, we have some callers lined up here, so let's bring them up and see what they have to say. We have two Jims here tonight. We have Jim from Pennsylvania first up. Jim, come on up.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good. Listen, Mike, I was really taken aback when I was reading some of the news reports over the weekend about these two heavy-duty conferences back-to-back, the AIPAC and the Bilderbergers. And what caught my attention was this, was that Alex Jones, I think for the second or third year running now, was putting on a big show outside the Bilderberger area.
Yeah.
And it just struck me. Now, Victor Thorne has probably done some of the best work on the Internet in the past about exposing Alex Jones as a fraud. Up on his website, there's a Hall of Shame column there. And right at the top is Alex Jones. There's probably over 50 separate items talking about Alex Jones. So it makes me wonder if Alex Jones, a known fraud, is raising this big ruckus over Bilderbergers. I wonder if he would ever dare to do that with AIPAC.
That's an interesting that's an interesting question that only Alex Jones can answer. Victor, do you have any comments on that?
Well, all I'll say is that go to my website and people can see right there. I'm not going to talk about Alex Jones tonight. So, you know, anyone can go to the website and see where we stand on that. But it's a very interesting point and one that we've certainly broached in the past.
Well, I'd certainly like to see. I think Alex could do, you know, Alex makes a lot of noise and he has a, you know, he told somebody there at the conference, he's 100 times bigger than American Free Press. Well, I wish Alex would use his clout. I wish Alex would use his clout to organize outside AIPAC. That's a good suggestion. I hope Alex will take up your suggestion there, Jim.
All right, good night. Good night.
All right, thanks for the call, Jim. All right, we have another Jim, the inimitable Jim, who is constantly cautioned not to ride in an open limousine in Texas. Jim in Texas.
Mike and Victor, you guys have wasted about 40-something minutes describing the fact that all of our American politicians dance and sing the Javi Nagila, and they either sing it in baritone or soprano. And what difference does it make?
Well, that's what it all comes down to, unfortunately. What alternative do we have, Jim?
Well, I mean, you could not waste quite so much time describing that all of them went up there and completely humiliated themselves before the AIPAC convention. All three of the candidates, I mean, they outdone themselves. I mean, there could be less of a scene in the San Francisco bathhouse than what happened at the AIPAC convention. Mike, you know it's true.
Victor. Well, Mike, I think that Jim's right in that one of the real, I guess, barometers that we used here at Wing TV and continue to use to this day is that if somebody is afraid to touch this subject, then you have to be very wary of them. If they act as a protection racket for Israel, if they refuse to touch on any of these subjects, if they refuse to say who is responsible for the 9/11 terrorist attacks, which, of course, Israel played a major role in, that's a good barometer to see if somebody's on the up and up, and there's too many people, not only in the mainstream, but also in the alternative media, that completely shy away from this subject. And Jim is right that, you know, anyone that knows what's going on in politics today realizes where the core of power is, and at that AIPAC meeting right there, to see all of them fawning all over this organization is very, very telling. So, yeah, Jim's right on the mark.
Yeah, Jim, are you going to vote in the general election, Jim?
Not if he had a gun to my head would I vote in this general election.
Okay.
A big gun, Mike. You know, at least .45 caliber, maybe .50 if you could come up with one. But I wouldn't vote if he had a gun to my head because it's the most useless thing there ever was.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, as much as I would love to be able to say, oh, we've all got to get out there and vote, you know, and sometimes I say that, and then I think about it, I say, well, what are we voting for? I mean, there's nothing really out there to vote for that has a chance of winning, and we have to, I guess, recognize that.
How do you vote against Laurel and Hardy, Mike? How do you vote against them? It's the same. They're the same team. You can't vote against a team. Regardless, I mean, Hardy's fatter and Laurel is funnier, but hey, how do you vote against them? It's
well,
the
Victor,
same difference.
Victor, what do you think of the? I mean, we have Bob Barr as a Libertarian Party candidate here, apparently, and then we have what's his name, the Constitution Party candidate. I can never remember his Baldwin, Chuck Baldwin.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Well, in the 2004 election, Lisa and I always said that the choice between Bush and Kerry was like a choice between arsenic and strychnine. So which poison do you want? And regrettably, we don't have any difference nowadays. When it comes to Bob Barr, I'll tell you, Mike, I'm real conservative in my politics. And if you listen to Bob Barr, he says all the right things when it comes to conservative politics. The only thing I hold against him is that during the 10th year anniversary of the OKC bombing, when we went out there to Oklahoma City, the keynote speaker at this conference was Bob Barr, and Bob Barr supported the government's version of events that Timothy McVeigh, acting solely, with Terry Nichols were the only ones involved in his bombing. And Hoppe Heidelberg, myself, and Lisa Giuliani all questioned him during the question and answer thing. And everybody else before us was throwing him little softball questions. And then Hoppe Heidelberg, who was one of the juries on the trial, you could just see his head getting ready to explode. So once he asked a question, then I did and Lisa did. And you could see how uncomfortable Bob Barr was, because he was acting as a government cover-up agent in that he supported their official story. And anyone that even does a cursory exploration of the OKC bombing realizes that this open-air bomb, supposedly, and this Ryder truck driven by Timothy McVeigh, or put there by Timothy McVeigh, is just ludicrous. It couldn't have done the damage they said. So, you know, if Bob Barr is willing to cover up for the government in regard to OKC, what else is he willing to cover up for? And it's hard for me to swallow that bitter pill, knowing that, you know, when the evidence is presented to him, he's still, you know, he'll still keep playing that role. So,
you know, Victor, I tell you what, if we accomplish nothing more tonight than bringing out that point about Bob Barr, then this show could very well be one of the most important shows that I've broadcast in the last couple of years, because this is a fact that people in the quote-unquote patriot movement need to keep in mind before rallying too quickly to Bob Barr's campaign.
Mike, could I add one more
thing? Yeah, go ahead, Jim, yeah.
Bob Barr, I used to like Bob Barr many years ago until I discovered what he truly was, which, I mean, he sings soprano or baritone, I don't know which. I mean, he could be declared president by acclamation of the San Francisco Bathhouse Association as far as the APAC's concerned, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy is just like all the other politicians. He talks a good talk until you pin him down.
Yeah, you know, another thing too, Jim, you know, Bob Barr, previously, before going to Congress, a lot of people have forgotten about this. He was in the Reagan-Bush Justice Department and in the Reagan-Bush CIA, and both of those agencies under those guys were responsible for a lot of these crimes that we've talked about here today, Iran-gate, Iraq-gate, you know, Iran-Contra, the whole thing. So what does Bob Barr know that he isn't telling us? I think this is something we need to keep in mind. Jim, thanks for your call.
Mm-hmm.
That inspired some real important discussion here. All right, let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, how are you tonight?
Hello, Michael.
How you doing, Dave?
Pretty good. I listened to Tex Mar's interview with Victor Thorne about the 9/11 evil over the weekend. I would like to say that I think Mr. Thorne has a very appropriate name. I think he's a thorn in the flesh of the beast. And no matter how hard the Luciferians pray, God's not going to remove it. But, is it true that Mr. Thorne, did you drive cab in New York City for a while?
No, I've been to New York City many, many times, probably, you know, a dozen and a half times, but no, I don't drive taxi in New York.
Okay, I don't know where I picked that up. I thought somebody said that, told me that. Hey, you know, there's so much to talk about, so much I want to ask you about, Michael, but while I have you two gentlemen on together, let me throw this out. I grew up with a kid, interestingly enough, in Hyde Park, the Hyde Park section of the Hyde Park section of Boston, as in Roosevelt's Hyde Park, you know, New York. But
and incidentally, Barack Obama is from Hyde Park in Chicago. But anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
That's interesting, too. Anyways, I grew up with a kid, and I knew him as Johnny Loftus. And his father and my father were on the Boston Fire Department, and they were bosom buddies. And my father thought the world of Jim Loftus, Johnny Loftus's father. He was a real hero on the Boston Fire Department. And they were an Irish Catholic family, as I'm from an Irish Catholic family. Our mothers used to take us to Mass together all the time and everything. But anyways, I remember as a little kid, and Johnny was about 4 or 5 years older than me. He was more the age of my older brothers and sisters, but he was obsessed with all these lurid Nazi novels.
I know who this guy grew up to become, and he's quite still obsessed with the Nazis, and he's one of the biggest propagandists for the Israeli propaganda line that you can find writing anywhere today.
Yeah, Michael, I visited his website, and according to John Loftus, now Jonathan Pollard should be canonized.
I'd like to fire a cannon at Jonathan Pollard, but...
yeah, he says that Jonathan Pollard is a scapegoat of our intelligence establishment, that, that, you know, if Jonathan Pollard was ever released and everything, he'd blow the lid off of all the... wrongdoing and all the mistakes.
Hey,
and all the...
Dave, we have the break coming up here. Hold that thought. All right, ladies and gentlemen, great show here tonight with Victor Thorne of WingTV.net. Check it out on the internet. WingTV, WingTV.net.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping up this hour. It goes by fast. We've got Victor Thorne of WingTV.net with us. Have a caller here, Dave from Massachusetts, brought up his old friend, John Loftus, L-O-F-T-U-S, who has taken quite a divergent, different path, so to speak, in his thinking from our friend Dave from Massachusetts here. Victor, do you have any comments on John Loftus in general?
Well, I've read you write about him and in your books, and there's so many of these operatives that are playing these games and being cover-up artists for Israel, and even, you know, going back to the Oklahoma City bombing and how many strange things that you related were going on with Timothy McVeigh and the advertisements in the American Free Press, and they're some of the most interesting stories, and I'm actually going to bring them up in the third book, the Hillary Murder Volume, which goes into the Clinton body count. But anyone that looks at the OKC bombing and, you know, what was going on there with the Southern Poverty League and so forth, is that their tentacles extend in all directions.
Yeah, it's they have these people like John Loftus. They play a very important role in putting out so much disinformation that there's so much misinformation out there. It's bad enough people getting things confused and attaching importance to things that aren't important, and then you have the disinformation specialists like John Loftus out there who really muddy the waters. Dave, did you have any further comments here before we wrap it up?
Yes, Michael. I'd like to leave you and Victor and Johnny Loftus with two questions. And I'd like you guys to think about these questions, and I'd like any rabbis out there to think about these two questions. And here's the two questions. The first question is, statement, Michael. The first statement is, the truth is never, ever anti-Semitic. The second statement is, the truth is always, always anti-Semitic.
Victor, do you have any comments on that? Very interesting thoughts.
I've never quite heard it put that way, but, it's, like I said, if this is a barometer that people should use, is look at all the people that you get your information from, and if they shy away from this one angle, from the Jewish angle or the Israeli angle, if they shy away from it, then hold some suspicions, because this is a central area of focus that all of us need to really hone in on, and, it's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you look at Iran-Contra, it should have been called Israel-Iran-Contra.
Exactly.
You look at Iraqgate, it should have been called Israel-Iraqgate.
The
Kennedy assassination, both of the Kennedy assassinations, I mean, the Oklahoma City bombing, I think it's very, very clear that there were Israeli operations there.
Well,
and all of these things were taking place right under George Bush and Ronald Reagan and Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Even the October surprise that Israel was the one that facilitated the arms that ended up ultimately going to Iran. So it doesn't matter, who they have to work with. If it benefits Israel, nothing else matters. And, we have this looming war, this potential war in Iran. But if you go back 20 years ago, Israel was the one sending the weapons to Iran to make sure that George Bush Sr. was the president for 12 years. And, you can say Reagan was president for 8 of those, but I'll just say George Bush Sr. ran the show for 12 years.
I think you're absolutely right, Victor. Well, listen, we are wrapping it up. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to you, Victor. Tell Lisa I said hello. Keep up the good work. And the listeners need to check out WingTV.net and get those good books, Hillary and Bill, the Sex Volume, Hillary and Bill, the Drugs Volume, plus all these other good works by Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. Thanks again, Victor.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. All right, folks, you heard it. Victor Thorne is back in the limelight at long last with these great